Black Sheep Gang, always us, never them. Shout out to the Sheep Vision Click, man. Everybody that downloaded the Anchor app, that's in tune with me here on Anchor. Salute to y'all. They cannot mute me over here, man. They cannot mute me. So if you a new listener, download the Anchor app and check the content out. Everything 2020, 30-30 on this side. On YouTube, they can lie on me and flag me and do all sorts of things. And YouTube will let them get away with it because I don't have crazy numbers on YouTube. I don't have a sponsor or a partner. It's hard to take somebody down with a sponsor or a partner. Like that old showgirl. You know what I mean? That old showgirl, Little Richard. He hit me with a false copyright claim. The Bars Is Back Cassidy video, he claimed that it's his. He hit me with a false claim. But it's all good, man. You can keep hitting me with false claims, bringing my channel down. I don't monetize. But every time I show that white bitch of yours, the text messages, her cheating, her getting her royal rock, something you couldn't do, it breaks your heart, man. That shit right there will forever burn your soul. You a black man that had a white woman, and that white woman stepped out on you to fuck a white man. That's some sad shit. You make all of us brothers look bad. But what do you expect? She's putting her purple dildo up your ass. She told white boy, you love it up your rectum. That purple little dildo that she's stuffing her pussy when she's horny because you cannot sexually please her. But when y'all do have sex, she's sticking that dildo up in your ass more than you pumping her. No wonder she stepped out on you, Little Richard. She said your thing don't work anyway. You was too ashamed to order some blue pills. And this is real talk. So you can keep flagging my channels. Doing all that shit. It costs me nothing. But every time we talk about you, your little wee-wee, and your hoe-ass wife, it eats you up, boy. You haven't been the same since I put that photo out on Christmas Eve 2017. Man, that shit rocked your world. You made motherfucking love songs to this girl after she went out and disrespected you. Baby, why did you do this to me? You broke my heart and gave away my pussy. Baby, why did you do this to me? You know I fucking loved you, but I couldn't fulfill your sexual fantasy. Hey, hey, I got a small pee-pee. And that's why she left you, bro. You want that shit up your ass and your rectum. And you couldn't sexually please her, man. What else is going on in the community? The URL. I'm paying $8 for fucking interns and motherfucking opening acts to rap. Today we got Mike P, the colonizer, versus the intern, Drugs. Mike P ate his food in round one. I mean, Mike P can rap. You know what I mean? He ate drugs, food. But the second and third rounds, it's like toss-ups, man. It's like toss-ups. You having debatables with Twerk's little man, and you the opening act, and he's an intern. I got to give that battle to Drugs. Drugs win that battle for having a debatable with Mike P. Mike P's an opening act. Drugs is trying to get to that point where he's an opening act. But Drugs got a big battle coming up on the next band series. I mean, he got a legend. If Drugs hold his own, this could propel his career to new heights, man. Could propel his career to new heights, man. We know New Jersey Twerk. He's the star of the Goonies, man. But this battle Drugs is about to get, this dude is a heavy hitter. This dude is one of the Mount Rushmore figures to many in battle rap. You know what I mean? A look with this dude, do your career justice. And Drugs is about to get that battle. A big look. Mike P can't even get that look. And he's the opening act. And Drugs is getting this look, man. It's crazy out there. And what else we got, man? K-Sean, stop ducking chess, man. You out there battling Bumpy Blazes on Pee Wee Leagues for checks. Taco Tommy's on Farm Leagues. But you scared to dance with chess on that main stage? Chess is well equipped, bro. His material is years and years ahead of yours, man. It's not even fucking close, man. And niggas in the community really saying Chess don't deserve you. There was a time, Sean, you was on the road choking and had a bad year. The kid is getting his footing right, man. He's getting his footing right. It's time for you and him to battle so he can eat your food. There's no way in the world you're going to beat an A1 Chess. Chess come with it. He's eating your food, Sean. And I believe right now, since the battle rap community is pushing Lux out, they don't want to listen to Loda Lux. Lux's lyrical prowess is unmatched. He's that guy. But the community don't want to listen to that shit. They pushing Lux out. T-Rex is over the hill. They don't want to hear Murder Mook. Charlie Clips is washed up. Like, right now, K-Sean is really the king of Harlem in the battle rap world. Because all the dudes I named, the community don't want to hear them. But they want to hear basic-ass Sean because he know how to sell his product. Right now, K-Sean's the king of Harlem. And when you the king of Harlem, you the king of New York of battle rap, man. When you the king of Harlem in battle rap, you the king of New York. Because Harlem is the mecca of battle rap, man. Black Sheep Gang. Always us, never them. I just call a spade, man. That 2020 30-30 talk. I'm your blogger's favorite blogger. Like I said, shout out to the Sheep Vision Click. Everybody that downloaded this app, man. Shout out to my brothers, Exile Media, man. We working out here. Gang shit.